A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Another time Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a manager who was reported to him for dissipating his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Give me an account of your service, for it is about to come to an end.' The manager thought to himself, 'What shall I do next? My employer is sure to dismiss me. I cannot dig ditches. I'm ashamed to go begging. I have it. Here is a way to make sure that people will take me into their homes when I am let go.' So he called in each of his master's debtors and said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' The man replied, 100 jars of oil.' The manager said, 'Take your invoice, sit down quickly, and make it 50. And he said to a second, 'How much do you owe?' The answer came, 100 measures of wheat. And the master said, 'Take your invoice and make it 80. The owner then gave his devious employee credit for being enterprising. Why? Because the worldly take more initiative than the otherworldly when it comes to dealing with their own kind. The Gospel of the Lord. Once there was a corporation president whose policies had brought his firm to bankruptcy. "What shall I do?" he asked himself. "When news gets out, I'll never get a job and be able to support myself and my family in the way into which we have become accustomed. I have it. I'll arrange for a golden parachute." So he called together the board of directors and told them, "Things look bad. Let's use the remaining assets of the company to provide for ourselves so we get that severance checks off the top. And give me the most for telling you about it." Several years later, when the whole caboodle came to bankruptcy court, the judge commended the president. "You really know how to take care of yourself and your friends." What an inspiring story. Not what you'd expect in the Bible. And yet, it is but my attempt to give an updated version of what we have just heard Jesus say. You have to ask yourself, how could Jesus commend a crook, a thief, a rapscallion? What are we to make of it? Well, I think we are to make of it exactly what Jesus says, no more, no less. The unjust steward is commended for being enterprising, for taking initiative in dealing with his own kind. We often hear, read in newspapers how creative and energetic people are of providing for their own economic well-being. Jesus says you have to choose between God and money as to where you act from. If God is your choice, then be as creative, as energetic, and as purposeful as if you were dedicating your talent to money. What would it look like for someone to be as energetic in implementing Christian belief as those who pursue self-interest? I think of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, certainly a shrewd woman as well as a holy woman, one who used every ounce of energy she had to provide for the poor of India. I think of Dorothy Day, whose movement still continues to provide for poor working people. And I think of a more recent story that I read about a woman named Dorothy Morse. She was disabled by rheumatoid arthritis and had a job as a typesetter for the Texas State Bar. She was able to work at home using a computer to provide information about the starvation in Somalia by uploading the information to local electronic bulletin boards in Austin, Texas, where she lived. Her effort grew to an international network, helping people to get aid to the starving people of Somalia. And I also think of Charles Borromeo, whom we celebrate today. He made his choice for using his considerable talents and charm. His choice was between helping his family advance their fortune or working for the church. His often ingenious efforts at reconciling differences was one of the principal factors in making the Council of Trent, which set about to reform the church, a success. The challenge for us is to follow Jesus' words and try to use whatever talents we have as creatively for God's kingdom, as others use their talents to provide for themselves.